Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. It is October the 12th in the year of the Lord, 2023. Yeah, that's in contradiction to those who would think that the Lord is not here yet. And that would be those people who call themselves Jews, but are not, because they reject the King of the Jews, the Savior of all mankind, Christ Jesus of Nazareth. Well, that's a good lead-in for our show today, because last Tuesday, I want to talk about a call we got who pretty much told us how Jews look upon Christianity and look upon Christians. And since, you know, it's been said that, you know, and most all politicians ask for support of Christianity and for Christians in America because it was started on Christian principles. I've got a book on my shelf right here called The Christian Principles of Self-Government. It's about the creation of the United States of America and showing its Christian influence, which is significant more than any other influence. More than Jewish, more than Muslim, more than you name it, Buddhism or anything else. This is essentially was created as a Christian nation. Its founding principles are Christian principles that grew out of Christianity. So, what are we being asked to do today, every day, since a few days ago? We're being asked to support the new creation, the new state of Israel. And they've supposedly been attacked by Hamas, which I guess they call these barbarians. I've heard them say on television, blood-drenched barbarians who cut the heads off of babies, and all and on and on and on. And most of this stuff you see is just emotional name-calling and dribbling stuff out. No real substance in terms of principles are discussed about what caused this and what is going on. And I want to make just a few observations about a couple of things I've seen that trouble me on this news, this mass media cartel that is even Newsmax, which really people admire, coming on behind Fox, which was lost a lot of popularity when it abandoned Trump and his defense. Well, you know, Newsmax stepped in, but it is also controlled by the same cartel. The same Jewish interest and worldview is held by the owner of that. And you can certainly tell it now on Newsmax. It has no bars held on that, what they say about this. So I want to talk about this call we got from a man who confirmed that he said right off he was Jewish. He said he rejected the King of the Jews I'm going to just use his name. Tim confirms how modern liars who call themselves Jews but reject the King of the Jews perceive Christians. I think it's fair that we ask how Jewish people and the state of Israel views Christians. We're asked to support them. Let's consider how we are looked at by these people. And the way they do it is that we are worse than Muslims because Muslims don't deify their false prophet, Muhammad. But Christians do deify the false prophet and false God. So, you know, see, Muslims don't think a Muhammad is God. They just think he's a prophet. But Christians, they actually deify Christ. They think he's God. And that's right. He is God. Well, Tim compared the real miracles at the hand of God and to the deception or fake magic used by Christ Jesus. He said 6,000 Jewish adults were brought out of Egypt by the parting of the Red Sea and given manna to eat from heaven at the hand of God. While Jesus went down to Egypt and learned magic or deception, noting that they really don't have real magic down there, it was just deception. And then Jesus did a few small things like walk on water among a bunch of cronies. So, okay, so now we're a bunch of cronies and we've believed some cheap magic tricks that Jesus did. And then we deified him and made him God. So we're just a bunch of cronies. And the first commandment, he said, is that thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, there's no problem with that. But he said Christianity is in total violation of that, no matter what you say. So he just doesn't care what any Christian says. We're in violation of the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. I don't quite see how that applies. If Christ being God, I don't have any other God beside Christ Jesus, above him, below him, or anything. There's only one God, and that's Jesus Christ. And then he says, who needs that? Who needs to make up a person for God? Then Christianity is a false prophecy created by man. That's what he called it. Christianity is a false prophecy created by man. Well, first of all, it's not even a prophecy. the law and the prophets ended with John the Baptist. After John the Baptist, we had the kingdom of heaven come to earth. The opening of the door to the kingdom of heaven that all can go in. Well, guess who ain't going in? Okay, the false prophet is Islam, and the false prophet of Islam and the false prophet of Christianity dovetail together in two separate ways related to touching or dealing with wine. He called it the culture wine. I had to look that up. That is a term, but it doesn't mean much. So if a Muslim touches a culture wine, it cannot be used to drink, but it can be used for other purposes and can be sold to other non-Muslims. Okay, so that's one distinction they make between a Muslim and a Christian. The culture wine that Christians touch because they worship the false prophet must be flushed down the toilet. Now, and then he says, think about that. Well, I'm not really sure what he was talking about in all this, but I think it might mean that they can't touch wine that's been used in that fashion by Christians, or if Christians drink a certain wine because they believe in Christ Jesus, a false prophet, then they have to flush that terrible stuff down the toilet. But it also might mean, too, it might have a reference to the blood of Christ symbolically in communion. In Protestant churches, it's symbolism, whereas in the Catholic Church, it's viewed as the actual blood of Christ. But I don't know where he was going with that or what all the big deal was at, but he was desperate to say something terrible about Christians. I'm sorry he couldn't come up with better. So I thought cronies was pretty good, and we worshiped a false god and all of that. So, and then it ends it basically with there's no God but the God of Israel. Of course, that means there's no God but the one that says Jews are the chosen people. And you see, the thing that Jesus did was he broke down the wall between Jew and Gentile. And they can't stand that. They want that wall up. They got that wall up around Gaza. See, they want the wall up. They're chosen and you ain't. Now, I've got to say at this point, Who are the real racists on this planet? The Jews are constantly talking about hatred and racism and anti-Semitism and all of that. I am so sick of hearing that. But they themselves are the worst because their own religion holds that. They think that they are the chosen people. And they were for a while. I'll admit it. That biblically, that is true. Under the Old Testament, that's true. But there's a New Testament. God has come to the world, to the earth, and given us a New Testament. And in that, he broke down the wall between the chosen and the non-chosen. They are all one blood and one people now. There's no separation. None. No wall, no nothing. So who's the racist now? Those that believe that they're chosen and you're not? Or those that believe that all mankind are of the same blood and equal in the eyes of God? Isn't that what our Constitution type stuff in America says? They don't have that kind of constitution in Israel. There's two different classes of people there. Well, yes, but Christ Jesus is the God of Israel. And he was sent to the Jewish people to save them. The God of Israel was in Christ Jesus and the only begotten Son of God who has redeemed the Jews and all mankind by the same operation in his death, resurrection, and ascension. There is no separate salvation for the Jewish people. They got to be saved the same old way you're saved, through the death, resurrection, and ascension. There's no other gate, no other room, no other passageway. There's no shaking a rattler or a sprinkling of the blood, none of that. Death, resurrection, and ascension, the only doorway, the same one. We all have passage through the same way. But many of the Jews rejected the Savior and insist that Christ is a false prophet and false God. So those that accepted Christ Jesus as the Savior of all mankind now call themselves Christians. They did that in the New Testament, and they do that now. There's not very many of them, I'll grant you that. But those that are, that's what they call themselves, that's what they are. And the only real Jews are Christians, or the children of Abraham by faith, made so by the stones on the ground. Because John the Baptist said, don't think to yourselves that you have Abraham as your father, because God can make children of Abraham through the stones on the ground. And that's exactly what he did. Through Christ Jesus, he made the stones on the ground, which we were likened to. The Gentiles were like the stones on the ground. And he made all the Gentiles the children of Abraham through Christ Jesus. There's no separate people called the Jews, but they want a separate homeland. And they want to put people in a concentration camp in their own society, and have a huge wall around them. And they condemn America for wanting to have just a border around the country so we can assimilate people into our culture, that we have time to assimilate them and take them one at a time and take them where we can deal with a huge influx of population. Well, that's not what the wall is doing in Israel. The wall in Israel has made a concentration camp. It separated the real citizen, the Jewish citizen, from the non-Jewish citizen. I mean, this is as racist as it can get. And now Biden says that, and Blinken say that the United States must stand with Israel? Well, I'm sorry. Who's he speaking for? He can't be speaking for Christianity. He cannot. I mean, how can you support a people that deny against others that deny, and these people deny that you're anything but a crony, an idiot, that doesn't believe in the real God, the only God, the one that makes Jews special and separate. Well, I'm sick of seeing the American flag next to the Israeli flag. It makes me want to puke. It is the union of light and darkness. I'm sick of that. I'm sick of hearing the term Judeo-Christian symbolizing the same thing, light and dark. I don't want it anymore. I've heard it, and I don't believe it, and it's false. These people have conned Christians and made them see the, and many Christians today actually think that their only hope of salvation is the support of Israel, believe it or not. Because that they believe they're still the chosen people. And our only hope for salvation is to support these chosen people. Well, that's the most ridiculous thing. How did they come up with that? There is no more separate people. I mean, you have to reject the works of Christ to believe that they're still the chosen people, and your way of salvation is to support Israel, and all the promises were to Israel. Well, they may have been, but they were answered. They were given to us along with giving it to every man in the world. Well, now even the states of the Union are siding with Israel, as if they had any authority to be discussing the war between Israel and Gaza right now. I mean, we have Greg Abbott. He's speaking before, I think he's at some synagogue, and saying that, you know, Texas stands with Israel. Well, how can he again talk for me? Did we have a, you know, let's remember those crap we hear about democracy all the time? When did we have a vote on the Texas people saying that they support Israel? When was the last time the Texas people were asked about their support of Israel or Jews, any of that? We were never asked any of that. These people just speak to for us as if they had some kind of authority from us or some kind of knowledge. Or they don't speak for anybody but themselves. And Abbott sits there with his little beanie on like the rest of them in a synagogue speaking for Texans. Well, anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for a private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Well, that's a perky little tune to get back to all this terrible stuff. I wanted to kind of review this Secretary of State Blinken's comments right before leaving to go to Israel. I know you've heard it before, but I want to play this and make a few comments about this. So we're going to play maybe the first almost 2 minutes and then another minute right after at the end of it, so it won't be long, so here it comes.
Hello, everyone. We are heading, as you know, to Israel, and I'm going with a very simple and clear message on behalf of the President of the United States and on behalf of the American people, and that is that the United States has Israel's back. We have the back of the Israeli people.
Well, I just want to comment right now that he doesn't have the backing of this American people. This American people happens to be a Christian who Jews think are cronies who think we worship a false god and believe in simple tricks and garbage instead of being in the kingdom of heaven. So now let's continue with this.
They're back today. We'll have it tomorrow. We will have it every day.
You hear that? So America has become connected at the hip with Israel. We're like Siamese twins. We're hooked. It's more like a growth. What we have is this cancerous growth on our neck, and it's called Israel. Well, you know, it's plain and simple what it really is, folks. These people, you talk about deception. They deceived our elected officials years ago into creating something called the Federal Reserve Bank, which ain't federal and has no reserves. It was a private banking cartel. And they allowed us then, they allowed them, and they even made laws to permit them to print our money and lend it to us at an interest rate that we had to pay them. So we have to pay them for money. And our money's debt currency. The whole thing is fraud and deception. And they think that Jesus is fraud and deception. I think Jewish bankers are fraud and deception. But let's hear some more of this garbage talk. Who's speaking for American people which I don't believe back this thing.
We stand resolutely against terrorism. We've seen the almost indescribable acts committed by Hamas against Israeli men, women, and children. Every day, we're learning more, and it is simply heartbreaking. Not since ISIS have we seen this kind of depravity.
Oh, not since ISIS have we seen this level of depravity. Well, I remember some stuff about ISIS. It's been a while back, but you know, we proved a lot of that crap about ISIS didn't take place. Remember that? I mean, there were even jokes after a while being made where this guy with a knife was cutting the head off of Santa Claus. I mean, really, because some of these so-called beheadings were done in a studio. I mean, I'm going to tell you, quite frankly, people, I'm no longer believing that the Jewish people are innocent of all. I think they create a lot of stuff, and I know they were up to their necks in the 9/11 thing. And what was all that about? That was to go kill more Muslims for the support of Israel. You know, everything is Israel, Israel, Israel. Why doesn't Israel get with the rest of the world's population? Why can't it be like everybody else? It wants to be exclusive. It wants to be exclusionary. It's special. Whatever happened to this idea of diversity and everybody equal? Oh, no, not when it comes to Israel, not when it comes to the Jews. They're special. They're chosen. And you have to get over it and love them and support them while they persecute and destroy other people. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it anymore. And don't tell me that it's non-Christian. It's non-Christian to reject Christ in favor of the Jews who say Christ did nothing. He was a trickster, and his followers were nothing but cronies. And you heard it on my last show. And don't think that a rabbi is going to make any improvements or clean up what this Mr. Tim said. They're not going to be able to do it because they don't have a religion. The Jews actually don't have a religion anymore. That was wiped away with Christ Jesus. There ain't no Judaism. Well, let's see how many seconds we have. We'll probably just wait before we listen to the rest of this. So hang on. I also know we got a caller, and I'm going to ask them to hang on. I can't wait to hear from them. So stay with us after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I believe I feel like saying that to these people that are telling me who what I'm supporting, and I got to support these people and think that I'm a crony, and I got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the creator of the kingdom of heaven, the creator of the earth and all that there is, and the redeemer of it, and the savior of it, and the sustainer of it. I got to think that he's a trickster and a crony in order to believe that the Jewish people are still chosen and that they have all these special privileges. Well, I'm sorry, I ain't buying it anymore. I don't know that I ever bought it. I probably did when I was a young person before I became a Christian, before I entered the kingdom of heaven. But anyway, let's go on. I know I've got some callers here. I'm asking you to hang on. I just want to get rid of some of this. I also want to make one little comment, too, about some of the stuff I saw on there on the news. I saw a building fall down in three phases. Now, that you can't do that with just a rocket. You can't have the right side collapse, and then the left side collapse, and then the center side collapse. That's not how these bombs work. Now, if they had some kind of special bunker bombs, but even bunker rockets, but they didn't have that. I'm sure that's high-tech stuff, real high-tech stuff. And you'd still have a hard time placing those so that it would fall in that way. So some of this video film we've been watching about what's going on, those were wired buildings. Okay, so enough of that. Let's go ahead and hear some more of this blinking business here.
And we will continue to stand very resolutely against it. When I'm in Israel, I'll have the opportunity to meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu, President Herzog, other senior officials, I look forward to seeing our embassy team as well, that's been doing terrific work during these difficult days. We're determined to make sure that Israel gets everything it needs to defend itself, to provide for the security of its people. Already, significant military assistance requested by Israel is on the way. That's on top of everything that we've been doing for years, including with the memorandum of understanding that was negotiated by President Obama to make sure that Israel has what it needs to defend itself. At the same time, we anticipate there'll be further needs, further requests. We've already been working closely with Congress on this, and we look forward to continuing to do that to make sure that Israel has what it needs. Second, we will be reaffirming the very strong message that President Biden has delivered to any country or any party that might try to take advantage of this situation. And that message is don't. President has deployed, as you know, the world's largest aircraft carrier group to the region to make very clear our intent to deter anyone contemplating any further aggression against Israel.
You know, I'd like to interject. Why can't somebody say that about the concentration camp of Gaza? Why can't the world community say, wait a minute, you know, should these people be living in this concentration camp here? The Palestinians? And excuse me, how did this happen how did this concentration camp happen anyway? Well, anyway, let's skip down to near the end of this thing. Let's see, at 3:41 here. I want to go down here. We'll hear the rest of this. Well, I think some of these countries ought to say, no, we want to make sure that there's no more damage to Gaza either. Stop harming these people, man. Make them full-blown citizens. First of all, it's their own country. How about calling it Palestine again?
The conversations between the U.S. and Israel, has the U.S. advocated any degree of restraint in terms of possible ground operations in Gaza, either for the sake of the civilians there or for the sake of hostages in there?
Well, again, I'm not getting into any of the operational details of what Israel may or may not do. I think you heard the president speak to this yesterday in his very, very strong and forceful comments. And of course, what separates Israel, the United States, and other democracies when it comes to incredibly difficult situations like this is our respect for international law.
I'm sorry, I got to laugh my head off about that. Are you kidding me? Respect for international law, respect for any law at all. I don't see it. I don't get it.
And as appropriate, the laws of war. We do everything we can to make sure that in these situations we avoid civilian casualties. That is.
Give me a break. I'm not buying that for 1 second. Go ahead.
In direct contrast with Hamas, which uses people as human shields. It actually seeks to be put Palestinian civilians in situations where they could be harmed.
Human shields. How about Israel using people in New York as human shields, or even having them blown up in the World Trade Center and all that stuff? I mean, this stuff is way out of hand.
Part of their game plan. So we know that Israel will take all of the precautions that it can, just as we would. And again, that's what separates us from Hamas and terrorist groups that engage in the most heinous kind of activities. Thank you. We'll have a chance to talk later. Thank you.
Oh, that was just laughable. I mean, we're right in there. We're a lot worse than all of that with the kind of shenanigans and stuff we do. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take Don from Arizona. How you doing?
Hello, Ron. Yes, I agree with you on all that stuff, you know, and the masks come off. The masks, situation like this, the masks come off of some of these Jews that are in America, but their first allegiance is Israel. You know, and we got a guy like that here in Tucson, Arizona. I told you about him before. His name is Garrett Lewis. He used to have a talk show in Waco.
Uh-huh.
But now he's got a good conservative talk show here. And he talks about, you know, like he'll be against the mask, he's against tranny mania, he's for Trump and all this. But ever since this thing happened in this last little thing happened where the Hamas, I guess, or whatever they did, I don't know, they attacked Israel. And Israel was asleep. Their army was asleep. It's their own fault, I guess, or they maybe it happened on purpose. But he's been going crazy. He's been going crazy about this. And in his mind, just like Lincoln said and like you're saying, no, Americans, we don't care about Israel. American people, why should I care about Israel? Tell me. Can you tell me? No, I don't care about Israel. I don't care about Spain. I don't care about Finland. You know, I care more about America. You know, I care about America. It's where I live. And if I lived somewhere else, if I lived in Israel, I guess I'd care about them. But I don't live there, and I don't care about them. And, you know, he keeps going off. I was listening to his show the last couple of days. He can't help but talk about it. In his mind, he has kind of a conservative show. In his mind, all conservatives love Israel. But that's not true at all.
Well, thank you. I don't believe it. Well, see, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to define. I think they feel like that they're losing the grip on this so-called conservative thing. These people that want closed borders or at least regulated borders, and they want national sovereignty, and they're against all these things being shoved down their throat, including injections and implants and digital currency, and they want to pretend now that good conservatives, they're all pro-Israel. Well, I'm sorry, and see, they're trying to make that link. If you're a conservative, a good person, you'll also be in favor of and supporting Israel and all of its wicked plans they're doing. So I get it, and I'm with you on that.
They've been killing people. They've been killing people, Palestinians, for 75 years, Ron. Women, children,
Well, first of all, they stole the country. They don't have any. In fact, that was what I talked on Tuesdays. Is they don't have any right to the land nor to even defend it, and yet we're told that we have to. Well, I'm sorry. I just don't want to be. I don't want my name part of it. And I'm an American. My ancestors fought both in the American Revolution. They fought in the Civil War. They fought in all the wars. And I'm an American, and I ain't Israeli. I ain't Jewish, and I'm not supporting them.
I don't stand with Israel. For the record, I don't stand with Israel, okay?
Thank you. I don't either. Okay. Don, I really appreciate the call. Thank you very much. All right, Mike, you're up next from Kentucky.
Yeah, Mike of Kentucky here. You know, what you're getting at, I don't think most people realize. And you know, I think it's every Christian needs to look and try to determine. And everybody says the Star of David or the flag of Israel is not the Star of Renfrain. What was Stephen talking about? And the previous time that they'd been banished was for 70 years, and Stephen told the Sanhedrin, and then they stoned him. He said, you're going to be banished beyond Babylon for your idolatry, you know, running around with your Star of Renfrain. So what is Renfrain if it's not that double triangle fertility symbol? You know, a lot of people don't realize there's about three or four versions of that, and several of them are interlaced. Some of them have the upper triangle over the lower triangle. And you can look right now for the Young Women's Christian Association. It has a blue downward-facing triangle. Well, that's been a prostitution symbol or a symbol of the female fertility area for thousands of years.
Yeah.
That's on the Young Women's Christian Association signs. Wherever you see that, they have that equilateral triangle facing down. Yeah. And the upward-facing triangle is the male.
Yeah. Well, I'm not too big into all the symbolism and all these various things.
Because that's why they were condemned by Stephen, and they killed him for telling them that. And they were banished beyond Babylon, which means beyond return.
Ah, okay.
And you can look at the map where Babylon was, and it took another, what, 500 or 600 years for the Khazarians to establish Judaism in that area now that's being fought over in the Ukraine.
It's
kind of poetic. But as far as September 11th goes, I think the Israelis had a bait and switch pulled on them. There were elements of the American intelligence community that they alerted. They told them, hey, these guys want to do this. They want to do, you know, they were watching them. They were shadowing them. We know that. The Urban Moving System actually moved the guys from Florida up into New Jersey or somewhere in New York. And so we know that there were elements in the intelligence community that knew that they wanted to do this, and they were shadowing these guys, whether they were patsies or not.
And when you say these guys, who are you talking about?
It was going to be blamed on the Palestinians, because that's exactly what came out of the mouth of the Weehawken.
Well, we know all kinds of things about the Mossad, though. They were actually occupying the World Trade Center. And
sure.
putting the planted material in there. So, you know, I mean, that's pretty direct.
They had to have the cooperation of elements of the United States government to get those drills moved. You know, they moved all those exercises to September 11th from up in October. Guardian, Vigilant.
Yeah.
So it looks like, to me, looking at this for 20-some years, it looks to me like the Israelis got tricked. They thought they were going to blame the Palestinians were going to get blamed. But no, the United States went after bin Laden in Pakistan, and they went after their, what did they call that, Project for New American Century targets, which they still haven't got Iran. So maybe now they're ready to go after Iran because, you know, even though Hamas was
always wanted Iran. I mean, they don't want anything except Israel. I mean, Israel's got to be in complete charge of the entire Middle East, or they're not going to be comfortable. Well, you know, I mean, that's what happens when you steal people's lands and you have no right to it, and you abuse them and put them in a concentration camp.
Well, there's no limit to Greater Zion. Greater Zion is the entire planet, and they believe that the Goy, which is us, Christian or not, we were only created to serve them. So they have a massive superiority complex.
Well, that's racism at its best.
And what I believe they were chosen for was chosen to be made an example of. But they're not the same people that they were 2,000 years ago. I think, you know, Yeshua had to come when he came because his genealogy would still be believable. They were the Romans were installing these client kings who were Edomites, and there was infiltration and inbreeding with the Edomites, destroying the genealogies, which would destroy anybody being eligible to be a priest.
Yeah, well, I'm getting pretty far afield here. I didn't want to get into a huge history lesson here, Mike. But anyway, I appreciate the comments.
That's why they don't have authority to be the chosen people unless they're an example of. They can't prove their priesthood.
Well, first of all, Christ ruined that anyway. It was Christ that destroyed their ability to be a chosen people, not some priesthood thing. But anyway, thank you, Mike. And thanks for calling. Appreciate that. Oh, Mark Anderson, you're up next. How you doing?
Is it me? You want it, Ron?
Yeah, that's right, Mark. That's you. Uh-huh.
Bring it. Yeah, sorry, I got distracted. I'll chime in briefly on this. It looks like the other ad isn't going to run. One of the things that's very ironic about the state of Israel is that every other right-wing government conceived or actually in existence, and those that have operated in the past, including, ironically, that of Adolf Hitler, has been made into a pariah state by our historians and by our journalists. You are not acceptable if you're a far-right government. You're intolerant. You're bigoted. You don't believe in LGBTQ rights. Right on down the line, you're racist. You're not even fit to live in society. But all of a sudden, Bibi Netanyahu and his extreme right Zionist government among the globalists is perfectly acceptable. And in fact, Bibi, through his machinations, imitates, and other journalists have pointed this out, Chris Hedges, among others, he imitates the very Nazis that the Israelis deplore.
Yes, I agree with that. Yes, very good observation, Mark.
Yeah, the Israeli state is a built-in contradiction. First of all, they claim to be this democracy of the Middle East. Run that past the average Jewish person living in Israel and ask them if they think Israel's government right now is a democracy and see what kind of response you get. Not all Jews are loyal to Israel in terms of this particular regime, and there are even the Orthodox rabbis that don't even believe that the Zionist state should have ever existed. I talked to Jonathan Cohn in Washington, D.C. about 7 or 8 years ago. He was an Orthodox rabbi near the White House, and at the time, the American Israel Public Affairs APAC, the big Israeli lobby, was having their big annual conference, and I asked him flat out, I said, so do you support the Israeli state? He said, most Orthodox Jews never believed in the Zionist Israeli state whatsoever, and we don't even believe it should exist. And
wow.
I think Americans and many people believe that Judaism, Israelis, Jews, etc., are all of one mind. They're not.
Yeah, well,
there's
that's
many
good news.
Liberal Jews that there's many liberal Jews that deplore the right wing government in terms of that definition of right wing anyway, and protest their wars just like we have Vietnam protesters in our recent past. There's a lot of people that protest all the time against Netanyahu's warlike and ultra-aggressive policies, and we just never hear about them.
Right.
We're all supposed to believe that they're all of one mind. They are not all of one mind.
Well, that's good news. I appreciate that, Mark. Okay, I got a couple more callers, Mark, and thanks for that. That was good information. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Hope to talk to you soon. Okay.
Yeah, right. I'll let you get on.
Okay, thank you. John from Colorado, you're up next.
Yeah, hi, Ron. It's a great show. Yeah, I laud what Mark says, all that. I think what they've done, I call a false flag. I think they've been waiting. All of a sudden, they just bring this up to they're being attacked by Hamas and any of the other Palestinians. You know, they've been downbeaten for years, and all of a sudden, they think, oh, this is terrible. So they create this thing like they, 3,000 rockets were fired against Israel. They wonder where they came from. Where were they storing and all that? Hide them. And,
right.
You know, all people being killed. Well, like I said, you know, all the stuff that the Israeli government responsibility of all the death, destruction of the Palestinians, men, women, and children never come out unless you read the alternative and read the books. Like I've read for years, and they can't, you know, don't want to let that come out. But even, you know, it's been talked about for the last couple of years that there's might be a major civil war in Israel from Israeli against Israeli. So is that really coming about, or is that being hidden, or is that
that would be interesting?
You know, that's been talked about, and even some of these settlers, these lands they stole, and they built all these apartment houses and all that. They live in there, and they've gone out and, you know, assisted the Israeli government in persecuting the Palestinians. What about them? Were those establishments, homesteads, been fired upon by the missiles? Nobody says where they hit them, what got hit. You know, there's all kinds of people being killed and injured, but they don't say exactly where they were.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, we don't really, again,
got in there.
And you know, there's, have you noticed there's no Hamas radio network? Have you noticed that, you know, we only get one brand of news, mass media cartel news, and it's all owned by Jewish people. And how in the world are we going to get any information at all that you can count on? I mean, it's just not there. So, I mean, if it's not just kind of like internet shows like this, you're not going to hear anything.
Yeah.
But thanks for anything else you want to say real quick?
One last thing real quick. I get emails I get from my former California, Eric Swalwell, and the current one in my area in Colorado, Jason Crow, both Democrats, and they both personally, come on, stand behind Israel, stand behind Israel. And I said, so you're right there. We know what our problem is, why this country's where it's at and all that. So anyway,
that's
Ron,
right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call, man. All right, Melissa from Maryland.
Well, all I can say is I hope this is worth your while. Am I allowed to discuss the Federalist Papers, or would you prefer that wait for another time?
You can only discuss it for 30 seconds or so, but go
ahead. Okay, well, maybe we can handle it. I'll make it concise.
Okay.
The Federalist Papers made the suggestion, at least, that our U.S. House districts, which is Congress, stay below 100,000. But that was before women got the right to vote. So in your opinion, because women gained the right to vote after the Federalist Papers, should our U.S. House districts be above or below 100,000, as the suggestion was at the time? Because that suggestion did not include the female vote.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point. I haven't really thought about that. I've heard it, but it's never been a big thing. To me, we're in a much more serious problem than that. I don't know that having just more people in the representation, because our country's basically been overthrown. The system that it operates under doesn't have any resemblance to the United States Constitution. It's been altered by law without the proper amendments, so that's its dissolution. We have unlawful government in America, plain and simple. And it doesn't matter how many representatives you have, it's not going to make it lawful.
Okay, well, I was just going to say that somebody could make the assessment that the U.S. Constitution is not enforced any longer, either because we don't declare wars or because we don't have gold and silver as the currency. Either one of those things would cause you to believe that the Constitution is not enforced any longer. But I'm trying to get an answer about the Federalist Papers and the female vote, so
okay.
Maybe I'll email you about it. Okay.
Thanks for the call, Melissa, though.
Thank
it was good.
You.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.